Hi, and welcome to Actual Books Audio. My name's Chris Taylor. Today we're reviewing the book Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play. The book was written by Mahan Khalsa and Randy Illig, and I wrote this summary. It's been a while since I've read a sales book. In reflecting on that, I found this quote from Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play to be incredibly apt. Quote, many business development methodologies tend to emphasize completeness and thoroughness over ease of adoption and application. They are very good, but rarely used, and thus are not as helpful as they could be. Comes from Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play, page 19. I've always prided myself on being an authentic salesperson, constantly putting the client's needs first. Good intentions, but no clear process. And having now devoured Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play cover to cover, I'm delighted to share that I believe I've found my process. One that genuinely works from the position of helping the client get what they want, something I've always believed to be at the root of all successful transactions. The golden egg for this week's article, go for the win-win. Quote, helping clients succeed is not an attempt to be nice. It is not philanthropic or selfless. It is a powerful, if paradoxical, means of getting what we want. Comes from Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play, page 12. For those familiar with Stephen Covey's landmark book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, the expression go for the win-win will sound familiar. It's one of the 7 habits, after all, and for good reason. The authors of Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play, Mahan Khalsa and Randy Illig, are true students of Covey and have woven his timeless lessons into this book. Covey even wrote the foreword. The subtitle of the book, Transforming the Buyer-Seller Relationship, is more than a tagline. It's the true objective of this book. And the good news is that, as the seller, the power is truly in your hands. As Khalsa and Illig state repeatedly, it really comes down to a matter of intent. What's your true goal when you enter into the sales process? Is it to make the sale, like 99% of the other vendors out there? Or is it to genuinely help a client solve a problem? Jim Rome said years ago that, quote, you can get everything you want out of life if you help enough people get what they want. And that's what Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play is about. It's a book for people who want to escape the feeling of selling and embrace the notion of helping the client solve their problems, the problems that matter to them in a way that resonates with their larger objectives. Which is a nice sentiment, but how do we do that? Well, let's take a look at gem number 1, entitled A Fourth Approach. Quote, of course, we consultants do not like to call it guessing. We call it diagnosis, assessment, analysis. Yet if one didn't know any better, it would look a lot like guessing. Comes from Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play, page 26. As Khalsa and Illig explain, most of us in sales pursue one or more of the following traditional approaches when interacting with a client. 1. We tell about our product, service, our success stories, our bells and whistles. 2. We accept. We propose a solution based on exactly what they told us, without digging any deeper. And 3. We guess. See quote above about guessing. But of course we do. What's the alternative? Well, truthfully, it comes back to a matter of intent. If you had genuine intention of helping the client find the ideal solution to their unique problem, wouldn't you want to know what the true issue was first? Wouldn't you dig a little deeper, get to know the real hurdles, challenges, and pain points? Wouldn't you want to connect with the client's hopes and aspirations? Well, of course you would. Khalsa and Illig suggest that a far more impactful way to engage the client is through mutual exploration. The first half of their book is dedicated to what mutual exploration means in detail, but suffice it to say that it comes down to using your initial time with the client to talk about them, not about you and your offering. It starts with moving off the solution, and more on that in Gem 2. Then it moves on to getting out all the issues, prioritizing those issues, gathering evidence and impact, and then exploring context and constraints. Now, where in that list did you hear, show them how great your product is? Well, you didn't. The reason being is that the initial conversation with a client is not about selling. It's about learning more about the client so that if and when you do present your solution, it's presented in a way that addresses their unique needs. A big part of the exploration process is that you're coming to a mutual understanding of the problem. Once the problem's been defined, and provided your solution actually addresses their needs, it's a much easier sale. Primarily because the client knows as well as you do exactly what they need. Reminds me of the great quote, people hate to be sold, but they do love to buy. And what happens if it turns out they don't actually need your solution? Well, exit gracefully. Because if you truly can't help them, here's the kicker, they weren't going to buy from you anyway. Better to know up front and avoid a lot of extra time, theirs and yours. Gem number two is to move off the solution. This is a key part of their methodology. Quote, the short and sweet rule of qualifying the opportunity is no pain, no gain equals no opportunity. In a business context, the word problem is a synonym for pain. The word result is a synonym for gain. It comes from Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play, page 48. It's easy for us to get dazzled by our own bells and whistles, to want to talk about how great we are based on our unique new feature. Unfortunately, if the new feature doesn't address the needs of the client, they really don't care. And now you've just wasted their time. Particularly in the early days of the client relationship build, you want to spend as much time talking about the client as possible, and not about yourself. The goal here is to sidestep features and benefits until you have a clear sense of the client needs. Kalsa and Illig talk about this as moving off the solution, and here's the formula. Listen, plus softening statement, plus move. Comes from Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play, page 49. If you're in sales or have been in the past, you've probably faced the show me what you've got statement in the first 2 minutes of a meeting. Resist the urge to do so. If your product is sophisticated at all, you could likely spend hours talking about it and never cover everything. True, right? So use that. Integrate it into the formula. It might look something like this. Prospect says, okay, show me what you got. And you, sure, I could talk for hours with great enthusiasm, and that may not be what you want. Do you mind if I ask... dot, dot, dot. Or you could reply with, I'd be glad to. In order to keep my comments relative to your situation, could I ask, dot, dot, dot. Or finally, you could say, we've helped many companies address business problems with the requested solution, and each one had different priorities and objectives. Would it be okay if we started out talking a bit about, dot, dot, dot? And what do you fill the dot, dot, dot with? Well, that's entirely up to you. Just make it about the client. Make it relevant. And remember your intention, to help the customer find the right solution to their real problem. Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play is my new sales Bible. The approach the authors take is authentic, thorough, and fresh. Their results are proven as they've built their wildly successful training program 95.5 around it, and their concepts are being used globally. I found the book rich with structure, specific case studies, and examples, but just as I started to become overwhelmed with the thoroughness of it, they'd remind me of the underlying theme. Intent counts far more than structure. That's a mantra I can get behind. And the rest, well, the rest will come with practice. This has been Actual Books Audio. My name's Chris Taylor, and we were reviewing Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play. I hope you enjoyed it.